We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, and we're up to the first chapter, Sha'ar HaDat, the gate of knowledge. Amar HaMchaber, the composer said, Yan matzanu ra'inu b'divreinu v'yeinu ha'kadoshim aleim ha'shalom, kame ifligu b'godel midat ha'dat, being that we find in the words of our holy prophets, may they rest in peace, may peace be upon them, how much they spoke highly of this trait of da'at, ad asher samu harosh v'ikar l'chol ha'shlemut, to the point where they said, this is the head, this is the essence of all wholeness. Adonenu David ha'melech alav ha'shalom tzivat shalmo b'no, when our master King David commanded his son Solomon, he said to him, v'ata shalmo b'ni da'at Elohei avicha. He gives him in his speech, in his parting speech, he says to him, Solomon, my son, I want you to know the God of your father. So we see this knowledge of God, this da'at, is a key point. And then Solomon expands, what did my father mean? What does it mean to know God? Yirat Hashem reshit da'at. The first knowledge is fear of God. And the prophet Isaiah, in the prophecy that we're going to read next week, the prophecy of Chazon, the harsh prophecy of rebuke, which always is the prophecy that's read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, he began and said, Yadasho koneu v'chamor evus be'alav, the ox knows, yada, the trait of knowledge, he knows his master, the donkey knows who's the one that fills his trough, Yisrael lo yada, but his first point of rebuke is, you Israel, you don't know. So the key point is the knowledge of Hashem. If we're working on our traits, we have to know that this is a key point. The Chazal Amru, G'dola Da'ash Nitna Ben Shtei Otiyot, the Talmud tells us, as we saw a few weeks ago, how great is this knowledge of Hashem, that it is mentioned between two names of God. The Amru, and the Talmud tells us, Dat Kanita Ma Chasalta. If you've acquired knowledge, what are you lacking in life? Dat Chasalta, but if you're missing knowledge, Ma Kanita, what have you acquired? You have knowledge, what you're missing? You miss knowledge, what do you have? Ushlomo ha-melech alav ha-shalom b'tchilat musarav ha-ikarim amar, and King Solomon in the beginning of his rebuke, he said, Ad matay p'tein te'av ufeti uchsilim yisneu da'at. Till when will the fools enjoy foolishness? Till when will the fools hate knowledge? So you see that knowledge, da'at, is the key point here. Lachen ra'iti l'sader ha-shar ha-nechbad hazeh b'tchilat ha-sefer. That's why I saw fit to begin the book with this gate, ulve'er omek inyano, ma'oto ve'ichuto u'ma'alato sgulato, and to explain its depth, its essence, what it's all about, why it's so exalted, what is this knowledge, what's it all about. V'tel navol tachlit ha'inyan ha'ikar hazeh, and before we reach the essence of this important point, neve'er tchilat ha'inyan ha'anaga ve'ichuta etzel ba'alei chayim, ve'echi etzel adam b'chir ha'nivraim. So he's going to first describe the way God runs the world with all His creatures, and more so with the human being who is the chosen one. And so if you notice, the Sha'ar HaDat is divided into chapters. Right? The chapters are very short. Sha'ar HaDat is composed of how many chapters? 18 chapters. So let's begin. And he says he first wants to describe the idea of how God runs the world. And then what is this concept of that? Ha'ilot v'asibot asher al yadam itorer ba'al chai la'asot ma'aseu ulitnoa el davar asher ad she'yagiyu. The causes, the reasons behind why a person is aroused to act, to be aroused to do something, hem shlosha. There are three causes for every action. Now you understand the brilliance. He's about to discuss with us how we're going to perfect our traits. That's what the book's about, how to become a better person. So he says we have to first know what causes our actions. Where do all our actions stem from? So there are three prime causes to our actions. And the truth is that this form was also adopted by Maimonides in the Shmona Prakim. The Rambam also analyzes what causes us to function before he discusses how we perfect ourselves. So he says there are three causes. Hateva, nature. Bet ha'ergel, habit, and gimel ha'da'at, and the third is knowledge. Notice the order, right? Nature, habit, and only afterwards our knowledge. And we discussed this point last week. Inyan ha'teva, the idea of our nature, who asher ha'borei yitbarach yirkiv imzik benefesh kol basar kochot yiduot mitchalekot lekama inyanim. God, the Creator, blessed be He fused together in the soul of all living creatures, different forces that are divided. And these forces really affect all living creatures, not only the human being. One force that acts upon us as we're hungry, right? That drives us to eat. We're thirsty, that drives us to drink. Ayefut, we're tired, that drives us to rest and sleep. And these really arouse us for that arouses our nature, what we might call the godly nature that's within us, to act to keep us alive. Meaning the living organism needs these things and will chase after them. And we have to know that part of our nature, part of the natural needs of the human beings, is the desire to take a break. Oh, how fitting, just before Bein Hazmanim. The desire to take a stroll, the desire to walk in a museum, in a garden, in a forest, lishov ruach tzach ben afayim, the desire to take in a breath of cool air, to take in a breath of fresh air. So the Magen Midubna says the first thing that drives us is nature. And we have to know that nature is not only our need to eat and drink and sleep and rest, it is also the natural need that every living organism has to take a walk, to air out, to take in fresh air. There's also a natural desire to make things beautiful. There's also a natural desire to make things beautiful, to make things glorious, to make things pleasurable beyond the basic need. It's interesting, the Sefer HaKarim, Rabbi Yosef Elbo, in his introduction, in his beginning, he also discusses why is it that bees form perfect hexagons in their beehive. How come within nature we see this natural desire for symmetry? Look at how a bee forms its hive. The holes are perfect hexagons. Why? So he uses it for a different end. But here we see, the Magen Midubna says, part of our nature is a certain drive for aesthetics, a certain drive for beauty or pleasure that's beyond the basic need. Not everything that's beautiful is something that we say is excessive, it's beyond your need. Then koach acheshek hazeh rak bamdaber levad, lo bevalei chayim ha'ilimim, aval im kol zeh na baal chay rek mizeh. He says, but this desire, only the human being has a desire for beauty and aesthetics beyond his needs, but nonetheless, you can't say that they have no aspect of this whatsoever. There is an aspect where it affects them, but the desire to go beyond it, that's only in the human. What he's missing, we have more. Meaning the animal, if the cat cleans itself, that's a natural need. But the cat doesn't look for a nice sweater. But what the cat is lacking in that it doesn't even feel embarrassed that it runs around naked, the human being was given a desire to fill that gap, and the human being wants his horse to have a nice crown, wants his cow to have a nice ribbon, wants his cat to have a nice sweater, and then he takes pride in the beauty of his cat, of his horse, of his cow. Even though really there's a lot of calculations, meaning there are a lot of details when it comes to these forces internally that we are composed of and that affect us. But we use a general term and we say it's the nature that stems from what we are composed. But we have to know that this nature affects different people differently. God made us each composed. We are naturally, our DNA is different. And the fact that our physical composition is different also affects our nature. So different people have different needs for aesthetics, different people have different desires. We have to know that force number one that we're discussing that drives us to action is our very nature. And within this nature, different people have different natures and different drives and different needs and different balances of how much of the different drives within our nature drive each of us. You know, one person has a greater need for aesthetics, one person has a greater need for beauty, one person has a greater need for cleanliness, one person has a greater need for rest. The different needs, one person has a greater need for food. Some people go a whole day and they only need a slice of bread. Some people have a greater need. Some people have a greater need for drink. Different people have different needs within the needs that are called the natural needs of the human being. And maybe we should read one more paragraph. Yeah, you guys have to go for one more paragraph? Because he hasn't yet begun saying his point. V'anagata kochahu ve'ichuto kahu. But when it comes to reining in this force, when it comes to controlling the natural urges within a human being, the way it works is as follows. Ahuv u'matok b'tchilato. In the beginning, when you control your own nature, that's something that's sweet and that you enjoy. V'sanu u'mar b'achrito. But ultimately, it gets bittered and hated. When you evolve in controlling your own nature, it's something that you hate and you find bitter. Tiyur ha'dvarim. I'll explain. Ki koach ha'teva lo'orer ha'guf al kiyumo v'tikuno. The forces of nature really arouse us to maintain life, to ensure that we can exist, and we can exist in a better way. And that's something which we really enjoy. You know, when you're hungry and you eat, it feels good to eat. When you're tired and you sleep, it feels good to sleep. So giving ourselves what our own nature desires is something that comes easy to us and is natural and pleasant to us. Like giving food to he who is hungry, drink to he who is thirsty, rest to he who is tired. But the nature is, the nature of a human being is that he runs after these things without thinking. The forces of nature within us drive us to action without thought. The nature of the human being is that when he's hungry, his nature will drive him to eat without giving thought. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Is it mine? Is it not mine? I'm hungry. I want to eat. And so our nature knows no bounds. If we run just with our nature, we're like animals. We're just going to fill our desires that stem from our nature. Then הבעלים משיגים מה שיעשו הכוחות האלה עד כאן לשונו. And really, we when it comes to these forces, there's an aspect where we don't realize the strength of these forces. How far is a person going to go when he's hungry? We know that people go great lengths when they're hungry. But it surprises the person himself. And he's going to explain what the Rambam means to say is that when we act and our actions stem from this nature, on the one hand, we're responsible to understand this nature that is driving us, but on the other hand, we don't think about it. We don't stop and think, I'm hungry, my nature is hungry, so now I'm going to eat. We act without even thinking what's driving us to these actions. And this is where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time.